for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Linda Regan.
Good morning. In the League's continuing series exploring Springfield's 2019 Community Focus Report, my guest today is Dr. John Jungman, Superintendent of Springfield Public Schools. Dr. Jungman is here to visit about education, blue ribbons, and red flags. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Jungman, Springfield Public Schools is praised in this report for some pretty significant blue ribbon issues. Let's start with you addressing the impact of the passage of Proposition S last April.
I'd be glad to. Thanks for having me here, Linda. Proposition S was such a great success for our kids and our community. 61% of our voters authorized us to proceed with $168 million of new improvements for our school facilities. Those improvements are going to be spread out in a lot of different ways, primarily 31 safety and security projects across our system to increase security in our front entrance areas of all of our campuses. And the expansion of early childhood classrooms across our district, 25 new early childhood classrooms, including a brand new early childhood center, will be built with some of those proceeds. And then the rest of the money is going to replace or rehab or upgrade some of our aging facilities across the district. So great step forward in the area of facilities for our system.
Absolutely. And I know I have seen evidence of work in progress already. So I know the community will be following that closely.
We got to it very quickly. The needs are there, and we wanted to use the money as quickly as possible.
So another blue ribbon the district was noted for in this report and in past reports is the district's many active partnerships. How do these partnerships impact the learning environments throughout the district?
In Springfield Public Schools, we're so blessed to have community partners throughout our entire region that wrap around and provide supports for our kids. So they're so important because there are gaps that our students have when they walk into our schools, and we have to find ways to meet those needs. Sometimes we can do that as an education organization, but a lot of the time we need other people to help us. And I could list for 20 minutes the number of organizations, but some of the ones that come to mind are early school, before and after care, the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, our City and Parks program that are providing those wraparound services, our big brothers and big sisters that provide mentors for our kids and reading buddies during our school day. Those examples for kids and those opportunities to continue the learning, whether it be before school or after school or with someone outside of just the traditional teacher, makes such a large impact. And that doesn't even speak to the number of organizations that help with just the educational process and explore our summer program. More than 80 partners host our kids on their sites across this community, as well as our magnet schools, where we actually have kids spend the full year on different sites. So our community just wraps around and supports our kids in so many ways. We're so fortunate.
The community report also identifies what it considers red flag issues or areas of concern. I did revisit several past reports, and a continuing red flag for SPS is the achievement gap. For our listeners, I just wanted to explain that this gap exists between disadvantaged and more advantaged students, as well as between white students and students of color. How is the district addressing this issue?
Yeah, this is one of the million-dollar questions in education, and we're always looking to figure out ways to get better at serving kids that struggle in school. Often those students come from economically disadvantaged households or from underrepresented groups historically. Right now, we're doing a few different things. We have an Equity and Diversity Advisory Council made up of community members that have come to the table, whether that be teachers and students and parents and community leaders, to really build strategy of what more can we do. We have a lot of intervention programs in place to support students and services, but it's not enough. It hasn't closed the gap yet. So that's one thing. We've also hired our first Chief Equity and Diversity Officer, and she'll be leading work and expanding training for our teachers on how to best support students that may come from different backgrounds or have different needs when it comes to learning. And we see those gaps happen in reading. We see them in math. We see them in attendance sometimes. So we're really working on wraparound services and working with our community on how to best meet those students' needs.
Mm-hmm. The other red flag of note in this most recent report is the graduation rate for SPS students, which has fallen a few percentage points in recent years. So tell us about the district's plan to reverse this trend.
Yeah, the good news is the district identified that last year and put some very aggressive actions in place, and we've seen that number rebound already. So we saw that percentage jump by more than 2% this year, and we have the second highest grad rate last year in the last 10 years. a lot of the things that we're doing center around relationships with students. So we're putting in graduation mentors for kids so that they have individual teachers kind of following up with them on a regular basis, making sure that they get across that finish line and get ready for that next step in life. We are also putting other supports in place that allow for different pathways to graduation. So that diploma may not look exactly the same for each kid. They may try an alternative program. They may try our middle college program. There's lots of different pathways to graduation in SPS.
Thank you, Dr. Jungman, for being on our program today. My guest today has been Dr. John Jungman, Superintendent of Springfield Public Schools. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.